our first spotlight for 2017, and we have put ourselves in North Ridgeville. And we are at the Dunkin' Donuts up on Lorraine Road, right across from the Sheets and down the road here as well. It's a lot of an area that's really been growing quite a bit. And we've got with us Ken Bloom this morning, who runs this Dunkin' Donuts. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming.
So what made this a good location to sell donuts?
Well, we've been eyeing this spot for about at least 5 years now. What we really love about it is it's really on the way to work for people. We like to find a location that is exceedingly convenient. As I tell people, it's best when you can do a right turn in and a right turn out. And we like to catch people on their way to work. And this certainly achieves all of that with this location. So we're really excited. The city was phenomenal to work with, and we're really excited to finally be open.
People rave about your coffee, but let's talk about the donuts for a second. Do you have a number one seller, so to speak, or a personal favorite?
Well, my personal favorite is by far just a coffee roll, because I like anything with cinnamon in it. And believe it or not, it may sound boring, but our number one seller is still just a glazed donut. It's just a classic. But donut innovation at Dunkin' Donuts has been really accelerated over the last few years. We came out with things like the croissant donut, and then we took it and we put it on steroids by, you know, adding brownie batter to it. A while ago, we put blueberry inside the croissant donut, and that was a real favorite. So our name is Dunkin' Donuts. People come to see us every day for our coffee. But without a doubt, donuts is in our DNA.
There are a lot of cars in the drive-thru this morning, I noticed.
Drive-thru is what it's all about. At least 60% of our business goes through the drive-thru. And we have one location without a drive-thru, and I wish I could find a way to put a drive-thru on that
location. You'll never catch me at the drive-thru, because I'm the dozen donut guy who goes, one of those, I'll have two of those, another one of those. Don't want to hold up your drive-thru doing that.
Well, that's why we, you know, that's why we have the inside too. As I joke around, that's why there's chocolate and vanilla. You know, we and strawberry too for some people.
And heart-shaped donuts.
And heart-shaped Valentine's Day.
What's required to make a heart-shaped donut? I can figure out how to make the round ring kind of donut. How does this heart-shaped one work?
Well, it's just like making Christmas cookies at home. You need to have a cutter, you know, in the shape of a heart to make a heart-shaped donut. And I will tell you, we launched those at Valentine's Day, I think 3 years ago. And that day, across the country, everybody was reporting running out of donuts. It was amazing how just changing the shape of the donut created a really strong donut day for us. And tomorrow will be crazy.
Speaking of running out of donuts, how do you pace yourself with making donuts so that you have the donuts there right when the people want them?
Listen, it's all about planning and trying to get a sense of what each store does on a daily basis. Some days we overproduce, and those are sad days. Other days we underproduce, and those are equally sad days. But by and large, more often than not, we hit it pretty well. Late in the day, you may not be able to get your favorite donut. We might be out of a butter crunch or a coconut, but we do our best to try and till closing time at 10 o'clock to have everybody's favorite donuts.
As long as you have an apple and spice or an old fashioned for me, I'm happy. Those are the ones I go with. And it's kind of a yin and yang. There's always at least an old fashioned up there somewhere,
right,
too. People say, an old fashioned, what's wrong with you? Where's something else on that donut? Sometimes it's just the donut you want, and not all the fancy stuff that goes with it.
I understand.
And we appreciate you allowing us to take up one of your tables here.
We're thrilled to have you. Really, we appreciate it. Like I said, the community has been very accepting of us, and we love it when people want to come and stop by, so we appreciate you coming.
Ken, thanks for letting us again. We're spotlighting North Ridgeville, and we've got more coming up here at AM 930 WEOL.